Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning on this very, very chilly, very cold winter morning. But I've got some bright sunshine for you, some warm sunshine in a glass coming up. I'd like to thank our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets, including our Wine of the Week this week, so stay tuned. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. As a matter of fact, the downtown Santa Rosa location has a great happy hour. You can find me hanging out at the bar there quite often, swirling some great wines that they have. Well, speaking of that, it's time to see and swirl and smell and sip and swish and savor Stahlmiller's special Savvy Bee. How about that for alliteration this morning? Okay, I think I've had too much coffee today already. And I've got my girlfriend in, Brenda Bullington, and she is the Louise to my Thelma, and I absolutely love her and adore her, and she brought in my wine of the week this morning that we are not going to uncork because it's a screw cap, which makes it even easier. I bet this will get a really good sound effect. Let's see. That's all it sounds like. Sounds kind of like you're cracking your back, doesn't it?
Awesome.
Welcome, Brenda.
Savvy B. Thank
you, Savvy
Thelma.
I know, my Louise. And so I was at Catelli's yesterday having a little meeting with Domenica Catelli, and I brought a bottle of this wine in my purse, and she's like, she never knows what's going to be in my bag, right? So she's like, what do you got there? And I'm like, my wine of the week. She goes, oh, I want to taste it. And so I opened up this Sauvignon Blanc. She goes, wow, that is really delicious. I'm like, hello, that's why I brought it. An absolutely delicious wine. And for those of you that are tuning into Wine Wednesday for the very first time in your life, welcome. And I have to tell you that for those of you that tune in to Wine Wednesday all the time, especially in January, you all know that in January, I feature each week super special finds, wine finds, steals of a deal, things that might be too good to be true, but in fact are true, which is why we talk about it right here on Wine Wednesday. You know, I started this, Brenda, some years ago when I was wanting to get some wines, you know, for dinner or lunch or breakfast in January, but maybe I spent a little bit too much during the holidays, so my budget was a little tight. So I wasn't going out and, you know, throwing down $50 for a bottle of wine. Instead, I'm going, well, look at this sea of wines that you see, you know, in any number of these beautiful wine shops, and they're all good deals, but how do you know what's really good, you know? And sadly, most consumers, I have heard, buy wines because they like the label. But what's behind the label might not always be the best thing ever. Do you find that to be true?
Absolutely.
And so I spend all year like discovering wineries and wines that are really, really making delicious wines, but then we'll have a special or run a deal, or maybe they're already really well priced. We've talked about this in the past with some other wineries that you've worked with. And so when I tasted this Stahlmiller, I'm like, oh my God, this wine is so good. And I found out there was $28 in the tasting. I'm like, well, that doesn't necessarily fit my criteria for my January wine picks. And you're like, oh, no, Zig, it's like $14.
Yep.
And I'm like, what? That's like practically half off. Oh, wait, it is. Don't ask me to do math. It's a little early in the morning.
Running a sale for dry January.
Yes. Well, so I like dry wines and dry martinis and dry all the things.
Me too.
And so the Savvy Bee is just so approachable and so delicious. It's a 2023 vintage. And all the fruit comes from Alexander Valley, which is where the winery is located.
Correct.
And I was hoping that you would paint a little picture for us of what the winery looks like, because it is so beautiful when you drive up to it.
I am so blessed to be able to work with the Stahlmillers and represent all of their wines and their fantastic property, which is located on West Soda Rock Lane in Alexander Valley, kind of across the street from the glamping Wild Haven. The family bought the property in the 80s strictly to be grape growers. So it's a 400-acre ranch with 140 acres planted. Fritz's parents just sold their fruit initially. And then Fritz Stumuller, my contemporary, my buddy, Fritty, thought, well, you know what? All these producers, all these other wineries are buying our fruit and making these award-winning wines. I'm going to bottle my own wine with my name. So in about 2000, he started bottling our bottling wines under the Stuhlmuller label, took the old barn on the property, made it a functional winery.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. We're doing about 5,000 cases currently.
Oh, wow.
140 acres under vine, mostly Chardonnay and Cabernet, hence Alexander Valley, of course. I'm still selling quite a bit of Cabernet and Chard to other producers as well. But we have this one tiny little acre of Sauvignon Blanc behind his mother's garden, behind Carmen's garden, that's absolutely stunning, great location. So we have been making Sauvignon Blanc now for, I think it's about 6 years, and we only make about 200 cases.
Yeah, so, I saw that. Yeah. When I looked at the production sheet, I saw there was a little over 200 cases, so not very much of it, but it's definitely a rare gem, and delicious and approachable. And right now, of course, we are just starting into crab season, and this wine is so good with Dungeness crab, right?
It's got so much citrus. You know, there's a lot of... some Sauvignon Blancs have a tendency to be grassy. Some are more floral. I find that ours has a little bit more tangerine, orange, more of the citrus components, which perfect with crab, of course. And then, you know, just thinking about getting into the winter months, I thought, well, you know what? We could do a little special on the Sauvignon Blanc. And this is a significant discount. And I'm blessed to be part of the Oliver's Wine Program as well. So if you can't come out to the tasting room, you can get it there as well.
I love that. I love that. Well, when I was trying to be official yesterday, sitting at the bar at Catelli's with Domenica, she's like, describe this wine to me. And I'm like, okay, put me on the spot. All right, I've got this. And when I was checking out the aromas, of course, I'm looking at the color, which in the beginning of wine Wednesday this morning, I talked about seeing it and swirling it and smelling it and sipping it. And just the color is just this beautiful light hay kind of color. But on the aroma, I got young Fuji apple. Very, very distinct. A lot of vibrant aromas coming out at me. Really fun. This is a fun wine. Okay, this is not a serious wine. And I love that about it.
Yeah.
But definitely got a lot of the citrus. I got more kind of like Meyer lemon zest.
Meyer lemon. Perfect.
And I did get a little grassiness, which was very welcome, but zesty. Really zesty on the finish. I also got some wet seashell. So that kind of minerality, which is really yummy, and will play along very well with crab, or any fresh seafood, obviously. But also great with just, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in a glass.
Like I think breakfast wine.
Well, we are having breakfast wine today. We should be having crab omelets with it or something this morning.
Oh my gosh.
So I've got Brenda Bullington in studio with me. She is my Louise to my Thelma, and we've had lots of wine adventures in the past and look forward
too
to
many
more.
That I can't even remember.
Well, we don't want to talk about those, but lots more in store for us this year. But wanted to paint a picture for you of the type of wines that I'm finding that I love to feature on Wednesdays, in particular in January, because these are total steals of a deal. And when this, you figure is just a limited production.
Yeah.
Only a couple hundred cases made, handcrafted, normally $28 a bottle, but now $14, like that's just a hard yes for me.
And we invite you to come down and, you know, you can use the code word Ziggy and you get a complimentary tasting and maybe even some deeper discounts.
Wow.
I strive to be the friendliest dog friendly winery in Sonoma County this
year. Everybody can bring their pooch.
Everybody can bring their pooch. I've got a dog shop in the tasting room that sells dog toys and dog trinkets, and we have a chucket ball field, and we do pup cups.
How cute is that?
I mean, I really lean into that.
So do you put the Sauvignon Blanc on ice for the puppies then? Is that what happens?
The two-leggeds get the wine and the four-leggeds get the fun.
Oh, so I love that. And what days are you guys open?
Right now, we're doing appointment only on Monday and Wednesday because it's just slow.
Yeah, because it's that time of year.
It's that time of year. But definitely open Thursday through Sunday, 10:30 to 4:30. And walk-ins, welcome. And we're super casual. We're big outdoor focus. Welcome picnics. Welcome children. So there's no no's. Everything is yes.
I like all the yeses. And, you know, this brings up a good point, and we'll wrap up Wine Wednesday with this and that. This is actually the perfect time of year to get out to wineries, to get out to tasting rooms, because we don't have all the heavy tourism happening right now in the tasting room. So for those of us that live in wine country, this is a great time to explore all of the appellations and all of the wineries that are out there that you may not normally get to when we all get busier later on in the year, especially summertime. Mm-hmm. So right now, it's a great time to just meander and get out there and check things out and see some of the specials that are out there, especially, of course, the Sauvignon Blanc that we're talking about for the wine of the week this week. 2023 vintage, the Stummler Vineyards. And this is in Alexander Valley. It's their estate Sauvignon Blanc. Delicious. And I'm going to point out another little fun fact. It's low in alcohol. And that means that we can do two or three glasses without doing a face plant in our pasta.
Love it.
I like lower alcohol wines. Me too. Because that means I can enjoy more of them. But yeah, it's coming in at a little over 13.5% alcohol, which is great. And it's just a delicious wine. And I am so happy to highlight it and to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you, Zay,
for getting up so early.
Thank you so much. Love to see everyone come visit. Code word Ziggy. You get a little extra.
And then, again, you're located in Alexander Valley on West Soda Rock Lane.
Correct.
Is that it? And that's right off of Highway 128 as you meander through Alexander Valley.
Yep.
So you can take that Alexander Valley exit off 101 and head east.
If you see the Wild Haven Glamping on the left, just we're the street across the street.
All right. I love it. And
Thank you.
Website is?
StuhlmullerVineyards.com.
How do you spell that?
StuhlmullerVineyards.com vineyards.com.
Wow, that was extemporaneous. You did really well.
It's a stool that you sit on, and it's Mueller, like Bueller.
I think I'll have another glass of that, Salvi B. Thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday, and be sure to tune into Wine Wednesday next Wednesday when, of course, I have another steal of a deal, a great wine find. And since we did white this week, I think we'll do red next week here on Wine Wednesday. And you can get hip to what's happening with all my shenanigans with wine and cocktails and follow me on social media. Of course, my handle is at Ziggy the Wine Gal, and you can find me on all the social media platforms. And Louise, Thelma's piecing out for the morning. I think we need to finish this Savvy B.
Awesome. Happy New Year, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers.